Let's hear you guys, because they can't see you.
That's right. We got backup.
Yeah. We got backup here today.
That's right. Bring it.
We got Notre Dame High School of West Haven, and this is the class that's studying podcasting. Is that right?
Nice.
You guys are real quiet for podcasters.
Right.
I thought podcasters would be louder.
Yeah, they're not a choir.
Yeah. And you're the teacher?
I am.
Your name? Go ahead. Right up to the mic.
My name is Dennis Yucano. The kids call me Mr. Y.
Mr. Y.
Mr. Y.
I'm in the building.
Mr. Y.
Wow.
So would you say Mr. Y is that cool teacher in high school?
Yeah.
Right. You guys aren't in school right now. You're in a radio station.
Exactly.
So pretty cool, right? So you guys are all going to be podcasters? Some of you guys are podcasting now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cool.
Okay, very good.
Smooth.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Y, for bringing the... You know, we're always looking for good radio people, too. If
right.
Do some radio.
Want to think about that?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. Stump the Chumps.
So Stump the Chumps, category Gen Z pop culture trivia. The prize, tickets to see the Steve Miller Band at the Amp. Okay. 1-877-764-2535. Everybody on gets in the running for the tickets. Anthony in Brantford.
Hey, fellas, good luck with the game tomorrow. Anyway, what pop singer was famous for living next to Judge Judy?
Pop singer famous for living next to Judge Judy.
Hmm.
Ooh, they're all shit. What's that?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Is that going to be our final answer, Miley Cyrus?
You like Miley Cyrus? She's fun to watch. I know that.
All right. We're going with Miley Cyrus.
It's Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Same thing.
In the luck with the game.
Same thing.
Go green.
Yeah. Same thing. They both dressed the same.
He just said go green. Good luck tomorrow.
All right. Cool.
So,
all right. And he stumped us.
All right.
Up,
so he's in the running for the ticket.
He's lucky shot. Lucky shot. Here we go.
203-882-9757.
Next.
Gen Z pop culture trivia. Brian in Bristol, what's your question?
Morning, guys.
Hey.
What's the most watched YouTube video of all time?
Most watched YouTube video of all time.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir.
What is it?
Despacito?
11 billion.
Despacito?
11 billion watts.
Despacito.
Wow.
Despacito.
Two girls, one cup.
That was my Tinder name.
I could be right, though.
You could be, but.
Or Despacito.
Right. My whole life is Despacito. Wow. Right.
We have a split group here.
Yeah.
We're going to go with Despacito.
Yes.
No.
What is it?
It's Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. Really?
I don't believe you, dude.
Yeah. Baby Shark, really?
All right, call it.
All right. No, he's correct. Despacito was number one. Baby Shark Dance took over number one from Despacito.
Damn.
Wow.
Baby Shark is number one.
It's been confirmed.
Damn.
And now we all have dumb knowledge.
Yes, we do. All right. Two for two so far.
Okay.
You're in the running.
Thank you. We have Mr. Y's class here from Notre Dame High School of West Haven. They're all taking up podcasting, and you're taking them on with Gen Z pop culture trivia. Frank in Fairfield, what's your question?
Yeah, we're playing for Steve Miller tickets, so name one Steve Miller Band song.
That wouldn't be Gen Z pop culture.
No. Yeah, no, no.
I just wanted to show you how dumb I was. Guys,
oh, good. And you proved it. It was awesome.
You win, that was awesome.
All right. Well, let's see. Can anyone name a Steve Miller song?
Chumps.
No, none.
Steve Whatever Miller your can't. Grandpa what? Gets high to, just say that.
Rockin' Me. She said Rockin' Me.
Nice.
She got it.
Yes.
Rockin'
right.
Me.
Right. I don't think Steve Miller can.
Mike in Derby, what's your question?
A very popular K-pop group that played at the amphitheater this past summer.
I can answer that, too.
Very popular K-pop group that played the amphitheater this past summer.
Correct.
Hmm. K-pop group.
K-pop, right.
K-pop.
Very popular with the Gen Z guys and girls.
We have some conversations going on back here.
Yeah.
BTS.
They were here. Yeah.
Are we going with BTS?
They were here.
BTS? Yeah. BTS? Yeah?
You are correct, guys.
Yeah. Nice. All right, boom. We got
Woo.
One. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We got one.
That's right.
Woo. All right.
All right, Gen Z pop culture. Everybody on gets in the running for Steve Miller tickets. Chaz and AJ, you're on.
Yes, sir. What percentage does Gen Z make up in the U.S. population?
That was a bunch of
math. Is that pop culture?
I know there's a bunch in here right now.
Yeah. So did you guys all hear the question?
Yeah.
The percentage of
percentage.
Percentage of Gen Z population.
Who's counting? That guy's creepy.
Yeah, seriously, right? Yeah, why are you counting?
Yeah, why are you counting?
Why are you counting? Yeah.
What's your age, boy?
Where are your hands right now? I'm just thought.
Do we want to take a shot at this one?
I don't know.
Where is he getting this?
It's really not pop culture,
Google.
But...
Google?
Google.
Yes. Yeah, we can't Google that.
Dark web?
37%. We have someone betting their life on it.
I like it.
They're 37%.
It's actually 27%.
27%.
Well, you got to add, you gotta add the 10 for inflation. The 10 for inflation you got in there.
Yeah, you're drunk,
so
dude. You read
it wrong. Right.
All right. I guess we'll put you in the running.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like it was
Thank you.
Gen Z pop culture. Thank you for playing.
Wow.
Thank you.
We have Notre Dame High School, West Haven in, the podcasting class in here. The best part of the West Haven Notre Dame High School class.
Exactly right. They're ready.
In studio. They're taking on Gen Z pop culture trivia. Doug in Middletown.
Yes. What does the term quiet quitting mean?
Quiet quitting. What is the term quiet quitting?
It's me afterwards, after the show.
Is that pop culture?
Quiet quitting, yeah.
Pop culture?
It's Gen Z pop culture.
That's Gen Z pop culture. Wow.
Okay.
We discussed this before, quiet quitting.
I thought pop culture was music, movies, television shows.
That issues, yeah.
YouTube, streaming shows.
Right, the fun stuff, not quiet quitting.
TikTok, stuff like that. This seems more like work stuff.
And who quits quietly? You want to yell and scream and, you know, curse.
Yeah, that's something you heard a barista things.
Say. But I can answer that question. Quiet quitting is when you just stop. You just do only what's necessary to keep your job. You're not trying to do a great job.
Right.
Oh, you're just doing an adequate job.
Like some folks make a career out of this.
Me. I had a cool term.
Yeah. But thank you for calling.
Wow. See that, Pat?
Emma in Wallingford.
Who became the youngest ever person appointed as a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador?
Oh, that lady that stinks. What's her name? Greta Thunberg.
The lady that stinks?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How dare you?
I mean, wonderful lady.
How dare you? How dare you?
The world's smallest Karen.
Right, yeah.
We're going to go with Greta Thunberg.
No.
No.
What? No.
Who? No. Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
That sounds like a made-up name.
This is a Stranger Thing.
Millie Bobby.
Remember when she was like illegally dating Drake for a while?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you are in the running.
Wow.
Stump the Chump. We're not Charlie and Stratford.
Morning, boys.
Yo.
Who's the most followed person on Instagram?
Most followed person on Instagram.
You guys don't get it. It's some
Ronaldo. She's saying now.
She's got some answer here.
LeBron. What if it's LeBron?
LeBron. He says LeBron. He's saying LeBron.
Might be.
We're contemplating the answer right now. Notre Dame High School, West Haven. Podcasting class in studio.
They're debating right now. Yeah. The pay team right now.
They're going all dude, but I think it's Ariana Grande or something. I don't think it's a dude.
I had that at Taco Bell once.
There's a lot of creepy men who follow stuff. You're thinking boys.
You don't think it's a Kardashian?
I don't think, yeah.
She did fall off.
Yeah, she fell
hard,
too.
You're not doing the creep factor.
Right.
The creep factor on Ronaldo's high. Yeah, you're not wrong, bro. That's a handsome dude.
All right, so we have we don't have a final answer yet, but we're narrowing it down.
We're going Ronaldo?
Ronaldo.
She doesn't look convinced.
Right.
Ronaldo? Yes? Ronaldo?
Don't follow
Ronaldo?
Soccer ever.
Ronaldo? We're going to go with Ronaldo.
You got it, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah! Right. Go Greek.
You guys smoked him. That's awesome.
Jackie in Milford, what's your question?
All right. So in 2021, this team became the first celebrity on Dancing with the Stars to have a same-sex partner.
2021, this team became the first team to win right?
No, being, no.
No?
Just compete?
The first just compete. On Dancing with the Stars to have a same-sex partner.
Have same-sex partner.
First team on Dancing with the Stars to have a same-sex partner.
Right.
2021 it happened.
Right.
Okay, we're trying. We're trying. It's
it.
Easy if we watch that show. Yeah, right. Watch that
watch
show.
The show, yeah. But I still do it.
Stop yelling at us, lady.
Yeah, really.
I know this one.
Ruth.
All right, Ruth knows it.
I don't know her last name. It's JoJo something.
JoJo something.
Yeah. Does anybody know her last name?
JoJo Siwa. All right, we got it. Nice job, Ruth.
Ruth. All right. Thank God for Ruth.
Ruth's got kid knowledge. Yeah.
Look at that.
Vinny in North Haven.
Hey, Vinny.
What's your question?
Hey, so it's from Stranger Things. What do the boys call the terrifying faceless creature?
Stranger Things.
Right.
What do the boys call the
terrifying faceless creature?
Terrifying.
Wait, I don't know, but I met him in a bar once.
There's a Demogorgon, right?
What is
Demogorgon?
Demogorgon? Demogorgon?
Yeah,
yes, good.
Yeah, that's it.
Demogorgon?
I think
Demogorgon?
I think
he already said yes.
I think I met
her. Yeah? Demogorgon?
Yeah, we can miss that.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Demogorgon?
Demogorgon?
Right.
Yeah,
that's it.
Nice. Yep. All right, woo!
All right, very nice.
All right, with Demogorgon.
All right, Notre Dame High School, West Haven, Mr. Wise podcast class is in studio right now.
You're taking
on your Gen Z questions for Steve Miller tickets, 203-882-9757. Rob, do you have any questions for them?
Who had a lead role on the Disney television program Bizardvark?
Bizardvark?
Did you hear that one?
Who had the lead role in Bizardvark?
Who had the lead role?
Jake Paul. No, it wasn't Jake Paul.
Bizarre
Park.
He had a
guest
role. Right.
Was it Jake Paul?
Right. Right.
Olivia Rodriguez?
Rodriguez. Give it to me again, Rob.
Who had a lead role on the Disney television program Bizardvark?
Bizardvark. Lead role.
Oh, that man. Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Olivia Rodrigo is correct.
Nice.
Correct. Yeah. Olivia Rodrigo.
Nice. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Super college.
That's a good question.
Chaz and AJ, what's your question?
Yes, is this a dumbest? Is this Stump to Chump?
Yes,
yes, it is so far.
It's the dumbest.
Right.
Okay. Yes, and yes.
Right. That'd be us, not these guys.
What song does the Stranger sing? What song did they play when Eddie? I didn't watch the show, but I know the song they played.
Hold on one second. Hold on.
Master of Puppets. Move on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Nice. Okay.
Okay.
He's also drunk, so.
I was going to say, the question
nothing,
never ended.
Nothing wrong with that.
He's still told me the question.
Camden and Oxford.
Hey, Camden? How's it going?
Hey, good, thanks.
Okay, so within the past 2 years, Floyd Mayweather has boxed two famous popular YouTubers. Who are they?
All right, Floyd Mayweather has boxed two popular YouTubers. You can let them answer.
I was asking for who else for them for the second.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's easy. Everyone knows that one.
All right.
No, it was Logan Paul.
No, it was Deji.
His brother.
Deji.
Yeah? Deji?
In the past 2 years, Floyd Mayweather.
He's listening to himself now, so we got it. Okay, very good. Thank you. Hey, congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, man, you guys smoked it.
Yeah. You have it. Does anyone have any podcasting questions for AJ or Pat? They both have done podcasts.
Yes, I podcast.
Any questions?
Mm. Oh, thank God! No, let's see. That's great. Yeah. Well, at least where you going now? I'm sure they got important things to do right now.
Yeah. Well, we thank you guys for coming in. Great visit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And really, good luck with your podcasting career.
Oh yeah, man! Make lots of money.
Yeah. Is that what it's about?
Yes.
Is that what you guys want?
Yes.
Money?
Yes.
Money.
Thank you.
And sponsors.
It's the one we do everything.
What's that now? Oh, okay.
I'll say nothing.
Thank you for the like-minded people. Thank you. Appreciate that.
You know how you make money, though? You talk about something you're really passionate about.
Exactly.
And you'll attract listeners.
Try not to scream about it.
And then that will make you the money.
That's what I mean.
Don't go chasing the money.
No.
Go chasing what you're really, really into.
Right, then it comes to you.
And other people
chicks.
Yeah. Right. Okay, good. Well, thanks for coming in. Mr. Y, thank you, man. Yeah, how about Mr. Y? How about us here for Mr. Y?
It's cool having an audience in the studio.
It's cool having an awesome high school teacher.
Yeah.
Notre Dame High School, West Haven. Thank you, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.